On the television, they had gone from the jail to a scene of police cars prowling the dark streets, to a shot of the government center, to a shot of the parking ramp adjacent to it, to a headshot of Judge Moore. She wore the robes and a serious expression that made her seem aloof. Her eyes were the color of a winter sky, a cold, piercing blue-gray. Stan knew she could use that look to make a man feel like he was nothing more than a cockroach crawling at her feet. A reporter live in the parking ramp was talking about the assault on Judge Moore. The scene was still taped off, and numbered markers on the concrete showed where possible evidence had been discovered, bagged and tagged. Judge Moore, fresh from ruling for the defense in the matter of Carl Dahl's prior bad acts, had entered the ramp from the skyway. The perp had come out of the shadows, attacking her from behind. He had knocked her down and struck her and struck her and struck her. Stan felt himself flush not only with anger, but with excitement. A part of his mind he didn't recognize came with the thought that she'd gotten what she deserved. She needed some sense knocked into her. She needed to know what it was like to be a victim, to feel that helpless, to be that terrified. Stan had never been a violent man, but neither had he ever been the man he was now in the wake of the Haas murders. He felt himself enjoying the idea of striking Carrie Moore, venting his rage and frustration on her, and the rage and frustration doubled because she could make him feel these feelings, which went against the nature he'd had most of his life. These thoughts swarmed in his brain as Stan tried to open the new box of Total with raisins. He couldn't get his blunt-tipped fingers under the edge of the flap. He had no fingernails to scratch at it. He felt his head start to pound. He could hear it in his ears, a roaring that sounded like the sea was inside his skull. He could feel the pressure building and building. The television was showing Judge Moore's home on Lake of the Isles. A brick fortress for the princess, safe behind her gate, safe inside a security system. She had probably believed the Carl Dahls of the world could never touch her. The box top wouldn't give. Stan dug at it with his fingers, fumbled the box, dropped it to the floor. As he bent to pick it up, the pressure in his head nearly made him pass out. He flung the box down on the counter, grabbed a knife, and began stabbing the box over and over, his rage boiling over the rim of his control. He jabbed the knife down again and again with such force that the tip was biting into the old linoleum countertop. He was aware that that sound was coming out of him and that it was a raw animal call that came from a place so deep and primal inside of him he knew no other way to access it. Cereal flew in all directions. He knocked the milk carton sideways and milk spewed out of it. The knife stuck hard into the countertop and he cut himself trying to pull it out. He grabbed the sugar bowl and threw it and smashed it and sugar went everywhere. All because of Carrie Moore, all because of careless jailers, all because of Carl Dahl. His life was out of control. All because of people who didn't care anything more about him than if he was a speck of dirt on the floor. His life meant nothing. All the good he had done in his life meant nothing. Clamping his hands around his head, tears streaming down his face, Stan Dempsey slid down to the kitchen floor and sat there with his back against the cabinets and his mouth torn open as if to scream, but no sound came out of him now. And no one was there to hear it, if it had.